Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك واصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله All praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our sustainer cherisher nourisher and provider The owner, initiator, and creator of everything that exists, abundance of peace, blessings, and choicer salutations be upon our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious Ahlul Bayt family and companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. We say marhaba. And ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all the viewers and listeners of Madani channel, those who are watching us off the Facebook page as well as the YouTube channel, welcome to this program called The Early Echo. Yes, dear viewers, in today's program, inshallah, we shall be speaking about a very important part of life. Or actually, it is a question, and that is, why do we not change? Hum kyun nahi badalte? Allahu Akbar. What are some of the major reasons and obstacles in a person's life on his way to success is what we shall be discussing in today's silsila. It is my earnest appeal to all the viewers to please, inshallah, azawajal, kindly watch this program from beginning to end. And we always like beginning any program with reciting Durood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reciting Naats, Munqabats, as well as some nasiha and advice that will benefit you and reform us for the betterment. This is our aim and objective, and therefore, in today's program, inshallah, azawajal, this is what we shall be discussing today, inshallah, azawajal. Let us listen to the blessings and virtues of reciting Durood-e-Pak, as it has been mentioned in a beautiful hadith of our beloved Nabi, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ طَهَارَةٌ وَغُسْلٌ There is purification and washing for everything. وَطَهَارَةُ قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنَ الصَّدْءِ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيَّ And the purification for the believer's heart from rust. What is the purification for the heart? To remove the rust from the heart of a believer, that is to recite durood upon the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this is a very famous narration that by reciting durood and salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rust from the heart is removed. Allahu Akbar. So recite abundance of durood and salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many apparent and spiritual benefits when you recite durood and salat upon the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah Wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabiyallah Inshallah azawajal, this request had come some time back And we received many other requests for this beautiful Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam And chale inshallah, today we shall be listening to this beautiful and amazing Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us listen to this and thereafter we shall continue with our program. Stay locked to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸ਼ੌਕ ਮਦੀਨੇ ਜਾਵਣ ਦਾ, ਮੇਰੇ ਦਿਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਹਸਰਤ ਹੋਰ ਨਹੀਂ, ਆਕਾ ਤੇਰੀ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਏ, ਸਾਡਾ ਤੇ ਕੋਈ ਜ਼ੋਰ ਨਹੀਂ, ਆਕਾ ਤੇਰੀ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਏ, ਸਾਡਾ ਤੇ ਕੋਈ ਜ਼ੋਰ ਨਹੀਂ, ਮੇਰੀ ਅਕਲ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ, ਮੇਰੀ ਸ਼ਕਲ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਯਾਰ ਮਨਾਉਣ ਦਾ ਢੰਗ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ, ਮੇਰੀ ਅਕਲ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ, ਮੇਰੀ ਸ਼ਕਲ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਯਾਰ ਮਨਾਉਣ ਦਾ ਢੰਗ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ, ਮੇਰਾ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਵੀ ਰੂਮੀ ਵਰਗਾ ਨਹੀਂ, ਮੇਰਾ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਵੀ ਰੂਮੀ ਵਰਗਾ ਨਹੀਂ, ਮੇਰੀ ਜਾਮੀ ਵਰਗੀ ਟੋਰ ਨਹੀਂ, ਪਰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸ਼ੌਕ ਮਦੀਨੇ ਜਾਵਣ ਦਾ, ਮੇਰੇ ਦਿਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਹਸਰਤ ਹੋਰ ਨਹੀਂ, ਮੇਰਾ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਯੇ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਹੌਸਲਾ ਰੱਖ, ਆਕਾ ਦਾ ਬੁਲਾਵਾ ਆਵੇਗਾ, ਮੇਰਾ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਯੇ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਹੌਸਲਾ ਰੱਖ, ਆਕਾ ਦਾ ਬੁਲਾਵਾ ਆਵੇਗਾ, ਪਰ ਕੀ ਕਰੀਏ ਬੇਸਬਰੀ ਦਾ, ਪਰ ਕੀ ਕਰੀਏ ਬੇਸਬਰੀ ਦਾ, ਮੇਰੇ ਦਿਲ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਚੋਰ ਨਹੀਂ, ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਤਜ਼ਕਰੇ ਅਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਤੇ, ਤੇਰੇ ਹੁਸਨ ਦੇ ਚਰਚੇ ਫਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਤੇ, ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਤਜ਼ਕਰੇ ਅਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਤੇ, ਤੇਰੇ ਹੁਸਨ ਦੇ ਚਰਚੇ ਫਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਤੇ, ਕੋਈ ਥਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਐਸੀ ਜਿਸ ਥਾਂ ਤੇ, ਕੋਈ ਥਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਐਸੀ ਜਿਸ ਥਾਂ ਤੇ, ਤੇਰੇ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਦਾ ਆਕਾ ਸ਼ੋਰ ਨਹੀਂ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸ਼ੌਕ ਮਦੀਨੇ ਜਾਵਣ ਦਾ, ਮੇਰੇ ਦਿਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਹਸਰਤ ਹੋਰ ਨਹੀਂ, ਤੇਰੇ ਜ਼ਿਕਰ ਦੇ ਚਰਚੇ ਫਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਤੇ, ਤੇਰੇ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਦੇ ਚਰਚੇ ਅਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਤੇ, ਕੋਈ ਐਸੀ ਜਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਿਸ ਜਾ ਤੇ, ਕੋਈ ਐਸੀ ਜਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਿਸ ਜਾ ਤੇ, ਮੇਰੇ ਆਕਾ ਤੇਰਾ ਸ਼ੋਰ ਨਹੀਂ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸ਼ੌਕ ਮਦੀਨੇ ਜਾਵਣ ਦਾ, ਮੇਰੇ ਦਿਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਹਸਰਤ ਹੋਰ ਨਹੀਂ, ਆਕਾ ਤੇਰੀ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਏ, ਸਾਡਾ ਤੇ ਕੋਈ ਜ਼ੋਰ ਨਹੀਂ, ਤੇਰੀ ਕਬ رکھواری پائے دنیا بالے لکھ دیوے تیری قبر تے حافظ لکھواری پائے دنیا بالے لکھ دیوے جے دل وچ عشق نبی دا نہیں تیری روشن ہونی گور وی نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں آقا تیری مرضی اے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this was a beautiful Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and yes, it has to do with our discussion for today. There are some ash'ar and couplets in this beautiful Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that speaks about the sins of people and the people who we have become over time, as they are different stages and different parts of a person's life. His thinking capacity, his abilities, his mindset changes as he grows in life. Remember well, dear viewers on the Sir Madini channel, every person, every individual needs a change in his life for the betterment. Just as we all seek change and a transformation in terms of worldly benefits, we are always struggling, striving, trying. Everyone wants to have a comfortable life. The question is that, are we really concerned in terms of having a comfortable life in the hereafter? Are we only looking at the short-term benefits, or are we looking at the long-term benefits? Are we only bothered about this temporary world, or are we even concerned about the everlasting world? This is a very important question to ask. The ulama and the scholars have mentioned that the world is a field for the hereafter, because this is a summary of a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this dunya, this world, is the field for the hereafter. And whatever a person sows in this world, whatever you sow in this world, you will reap that in the hereafter, because this is the farming. It is a field for the akhirah. If you plant good deeds, if you sow good deeds, then you will reap the benefits of that in the hereafter, and vice versa. So the scholars and the ulama have written that there are many things that become obstacle in the person rectifying himself. There are many obstacles, blockages. A person cannot see beyond that. And from amongst those obstacles, three are the main obstacles in the path of a person to success. Number one, long hopes. Number two, lack of accountability, not reflecting upon one's actions. And number three is some matters pertaining to bad company. These are three such dimensions or roots that a person, when he treads these paths, they are major obstacles in the path of success for this person. He is unable to achieve his goals and ambitions in life simply because he's either lingering around long hopes, he's stuck there, he cannot move further. And I will explain this as we go along, inshallah azza wa jal, because the scholars of Islam have mentioned that the first thing that a person is stuck in this world is long hopes. Long hopes pushes a person into the deep pit of sins, because he has long hopes. The hopes are quite high. Just as you do good in exams, and you know you have done good, and you have this hope, you know what, I am going to clock this paper, I am going to do extremely well. you leave no room for criticism or the other way around, because he has this high hope and this long hope that I will do great, I will do well. He's so positive about everything that he does. This is one of the reasons why a lot of people fall really hard. The scholars and ulama have mentioned they open the doors of desires. They become the cause of a person becoming afflicted with many difficulties in this world and in the hereafter. If you look at the difficulties in this world, those people who have long hopes, honestly speaking, they end up with depression. They end up in the hospitals. They suffer major heart attacks because they had high hopes to achieve something, or they either had long hope, but since they have not reached their target, they have physically and spiritual diseases that leads them to the grave. The scholars and the ulama have mentioned that they trap a person in the pleasures of this world. This is what hope does. This is what umid does to a person. Allahu Akbar. It traps a person in the trap of pleasures. They make a person heedless of the terrors of the qabr, of the grave, because the person does not concern. He is not worried whatsoever. When you are there, you will be focused about, as I say, when you come to the bridge, you will cross it. When a person is about to die, he said, then we'll see what we'll do. But he never realized that then there is nothing for you to do, because then you are going to be dealt with. What you got to do is right now, at this moment, whether you're a student, whether you're a, you know, you're a child, whether you're a parent, whatever you are, the mawqa and the time is right now. And therefore, in today's program, in the early echo, we shall echo the teachings and the sunnahs of Mustafa Jani Rahmat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we want to understand what is long hope. Listen to some ayat and some verses in relation to long hope, so that you and I can be saved from this trap of shaitan, so that you and I can be saved from the pits of sins. We do not fall into that. Let's begin with this verse of the Holy Quran Pak, and thereafter we will listen to the blessed ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in relation to long hope. What the Quran speaks about this, listen attentively and allow this to make a major change within yourself. Allow this verse to motivate you to give up these long fake hopes, these high hopes of living in this world. It's really essential, dear viewers. Listen to this beautifully mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak. ذَرُهُمْ يَأْكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا وَيُلْهِهِمُ الْأَمَلُ فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran Pak, leave them to eat and enjoy life. ذَرُهُمْ يَأْكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا. Leave them to eat and let them enjoy life. And the hope to live long and enjoy life leads them to amusement. Because they are trapped in this long hope. So the Quran says, leave them. Let them enjoy life as they are enjoying life, and they are trapped in this amusement. The Quran says, so they will soon come to know what was the result of them being trapped in this trap of hope. They will come to know. When they will come to know? When it's too late. When there is no space and there's no room for regret. There is no room for transformation besides this, that a person will regret the actions that he has committed and he has done in this world. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, regarding this verse, Hazrat Allama Maulana Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had stated that there is a warning in this verse that to be trapped in long hopes and to be drowned in the pleasures of this world is not befitting a believer. It does not suit a believer. A person who recites the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a person who follows the sunnahs, who follows the teachings of Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it does not befit a believer, because he is trapped in the pleasures of this dunya and he is stuck in his long hopes. So therefore, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, long hopes makes a person forget the hereafter, and following desires deters one from the truth. It diverts a person from the truth and reality. You know, there were so many people that we know. I have met people who have been actually dying in hospital. It was some miracle that they survived. And after surviving such major operations, medical treatments. They would come out, maybe perhaps with a bypass, some heart transplant, whatever it may be. And what they say is, I was not meant to go now, and I will not go now. I still got some time in this world. You find people who are 80 and 90, and they will still not give up their hopes. I'm still going to do this. You'll find people who are 80 and 90 still buying, investing properties, buying buildings, doing great, great, and big, big deals. They have so much that they could, their generations can survive, but it is the hope of making more. It is the wish and desire of accumulating and making more maza, having more fun in this world. A person never ever has enough in this world. Allahu Akbar. It's like a child, when you take a child to go, you know, to the, a place where they enjoy, where there's swings and stuff like that. And you take a child and go there, and you take the child on a few rides, you make the child play. After the child has played and you say, let's go home, the child does not want to go home. No, please, dad, I want to be here for a longer time. I want to play more. I hadn't had enough. I want to go on the other ride. And you take the child to all the rides and he wants to go again and again because his desires have not been fulfilled. Likewise, this world is a ride for a person. He just invests. He enjoys and enjoys. He falls, he'll stand, he'll walk, he'll continue, but he will fight till he reaches his target, till he reaches his goals. And if he's not reached there, the last thing that will approach him is his regrets when death will come to his door. These are some important points we should know, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Remember, just as it's necessary for a person to know the basic information, basic knowledge, in regards to some treatment, some medical treatment, some medicine so that he can be saved from the physical diseases. You know, you got to have some basic information about these things so that you can stay away from viruses, you can stay away from flu and fever. Likewise, knowledge is essential for a person to at least protect himself from the spiritual diseases. It's very vital, it's very important for every one of us to have at least this much knowledge that we can save ourselves from shaitan, we can save ourselves from the carnal desires. But unfortunately, no. We have abundance of knowledge and information about various things in this world. We do not know, we do not possess, and we do not attain the knowledge regarding Islam, regarding our akhirah, regarding our dini matters such as namaz, roza, hajj, zakat, because the information and the knowledge pertaining to the dunya has kept us so busy that we only want to achieve those targets. We spend years earning those degrees just so that we can earn a beautiful and good salary, you know, a good high amount of salary so that we could live a comfortable life. But no one is concerned that this knowledge that you attain here in this world regarding the akhirah will earn you a palace in Jannah. It will bring about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will live a comfortable life when you are transferred to the next world, in the grave and in the hereafter. But no, it's the world, because this is what we see. This is what we are witnessing around us. We see a person who's extremely poor, and then you see a person who's stinking rich. And then, Allahu Akbar, when we see such people, the hopes are increased in our hearts. No, no, no. If he can have it, I can also have it. And then we'll do whatsoever it takes to reach the target. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, long hopes means to waste precious time, precious moments of your life, Allahu Akbar, in attaining those things which are extremely difficult to attain. Brother, when you cannot reach there, why are you striving and struggling to reach there? It's not that we are demotivated that no, you cannot do it. Do every permissible thing in this world which is allowed in Islam for you to do. But those who cheat and deceive others to achieve their targets and reach their goals in life, is this fair? Is this good to do others down? Is this good to eat the wealth of orphans? Is this fair enough for you as an uncle, as a family member, to take away the wealth of the widows? There are many strong individuals in society who overpower the weak ones in their families simply because they are women. They cannot speak out. They would not defend themselves, but no, I will steal their money, I will steal their wealth and achieve my targets in life. Allahu Akbar! May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. It is stated in Siratul Jinan that the accursed shaitan places The thought of remaining alive for a long time, as I said earlier on, that even a person who's dying, he just doesn't want to accept that he will die. He puts all his hope into the medication and treatment, and the medical treatment he receives, that I will come out without a scratch and I'm going to survive. I can't die so soon. This is the accursed shaitan who instills these hopes in the heart. It's for this reason a person says, "Are bhai, why am I going to read my namaz now? I'll start my namaz inshallah very soon. I won't make tawbah now. I'm just enjoying life. I'm only 35, 40 years old. I still have a long way to go. When I reach my old age, or when I see some gray strands coming out here and there, then I will say, okay, right, just make tawbah. Still time for me to enjoy." I have met many people who at the age of 40, 50 still say, "I'm still young. I look young too. I don't have no wrinkles on my eyes, on my face. I'm fine. I'm going to go on." And wallahi al-azim, it is so sad to see this in our society. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, feel ashamed. We should feel ashamed of having these thoughts in our heart without any regret. Remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith said, "Awwalu fasadiha al-bukhlu wal-amal." Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the very first tribulation of this ummah is two things. There are two major problems when it comes to the followers. It comes to this ummah. What is the first? He says, stinginess. And number two are long hopes. Allahu Akbar. Stinginess, which is the root of bloodshed and corruption. Yes, because a person becomes a miser. He cannot afford to see loss in terms of finance. He doesn't want to be a loser. He becomes a miser. The more he makes in this world, the more stingy he becomes. When he was a poor person, he would take out the last penny in his pocket and he will spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the moment he's tested with abundance of wealth, not everybody, I'm not saying everybody, but yes, in most cases, they become misers. It is that attitude, it is that arrogance, it is the ostentation of that person that he shows off anyhow. I'm the sponsor, I'm the donor, I will do this, I can do that. His hope, his trust, his everything is in the paisa, it is in the wealth that he earns. And the second, the first was because he becomes a miser, and this becomes a reason for shedding blood. He will trap people, he will plot on people, he will get people murdered. It happens between brothers, between uncles, between cousins and family members. I had given an example last week. Because of money, a cousin had murdered his own cousin. Allahu Akbar. Brothers are killing each other. It's because a person becomes a miser. You may feel I'm not a miser, but put yourself to test. We all should put ourselves to test to see how open-hearted are we. It doesn't mean that you give a beggar few pennies who's standing on the street. We are not misers. No, miser does not refer to that only. There are many definitions of becoming a miser. Look at the dini aspects and the worldly aspects as well. Compare both together and see what a great heart you have when it comes to the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try this, dear viewers. And the second, Rasulullah says, long hope, which is the root of heedlessness and sins. Even in old age, a person thinks that he still has a long life. I just mentioned this. And this is actually the summary of your hadith, subhanallah. And then when he is stuck in those thoughts, what happens to him? He says, no, even in his old age, I'm still going to live a long life. And therefore, it's because of that hope that he has in his heart, he does not want to repent. He says, I will repent in my old age. But brother, you have already reached over 50. How much more do you want to live? My father lived for 90, so I think I will be somewhere close there. I have inherited, you know, it's my gene to live long. We don't get heart attacks. We don't have no heart problems. We eat healthy. And therefore, this is what happens. Suddenly, death will approach such people. And it's too late then to regret. Such people have went to the Qabristan who never thought that they will ever die at that age. It happens. Dear viewers, let us, inshallah, azawajal, focus on these aspects, inshallah, azawajal, because we don't want these things to make us delay in paying our zakat. You don't want to afford not paying your wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is fard upon you, and missing your salah, performing your fard actions because of these hopes and desires that we have in our hearts. Rasulullah s.a.w. said six things. Pay attention to this, inshallah. Revive your iman, revive your faith. Once again, as I mentioned, knowledge is extremely important to save yourself from spiritual disease. So we've got to remember these things, note them down, remember them, inshallah. Our beloved Nabi s.a.w. said six things waste your deeds. We cannot afford for our deeds to be, you know, flushed away, for them to be washed away. Allahu Akbar. So what are they? It's extremely necessary for you and I and for all of us to know what it is. Number one, fault finding between people. When you did, as the Quran says, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Do not find faults in people. The woman have the problem of finding faults among themselves. Oh, her nose is too big. She has done a facelift. Her lips is like that. Her body is like that. Oh, they will find mistakes in the character of people. This trait was once upon a time amongst women alone. But this bimari and sickness and virus have struck almost everybody. Even men folk are busy finding faults in people. Do not do this, because this will waste your deed. Any good deed you have done, you will get that washed away because of you finding faults in people. Number two, hardness of the heart. Number three, love for the world. We all say, no, we don't love the world really. I mean, I don't love the world. But when you are put to a test, it shows to what extent we do have connection with this world. Everybody has a connection simply because we live here. And love and desires for this dunya never ever ends. The stomach is never full. The more you receive, the more you want. A person is never satisfied and content with what Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed him. The more he earns, the more he spends, the more income he needs to survive. Allahu Akbar. Lack of modesty is number four. We have lost the sharm o haya. The sharm and the haya and modesty, Allahu Akbar, has also been related to the heart and to the spiritual side of it, you know. Our sisters, our brothers out there, we have lost our modesty, lack of modesty we have. Number five, high hopes. And number six, excessive injustice. These are those causes that shall destruct or destroy and vanish our good deeds that we perform in this world. Remember, I mentioned three reasons. Three reasons in the very beginning of this program. The first was high hopes. Allahu Akbar. The second was self-accountability. And the third was bad company. These are those three important aspects which are one of the causes for obstacles on the path of people. And I'm only discussing the first, which is related to long hopes. I haven't yet read to the second, which is self-accountability, because this is also one of the reasons. I mean, if you're running a business, if you have a business, mashallah, you would know that if you do not take stock keeping, if you're not checking your stock all the time, what's coming, what's going, how would you know what's your profit? How would you know if anybody is cheating on you in the business? If your goods are not missing, you got to check your stock all the time so that you know where your losses are and how much are you gaining. Likewise, dear viewers in the Lesson Madani channel, you have lived for 35 years now. What's your age? 35? 38? 40? From the time you have reached the age of puberty until to date, have you done self-accountability for yourself, for the day at least? We like checking our stock. Yes, today, alhamdulillah, mashallah, this is how much I have earned, this is how much I have gained, this is how much I have did, this is my losses, this is my gain, this is what I owe people. Every single day, you would fire people in your business if they would not do the right work. You will employ new people to make sure, because you cannot afford loss. But when it comes to the loss of the akhirah, are we taking any heed to that? Yes, it's very important. It's very, very important. So how you do this? Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, came with such a beautiful solution, dear viewers on the Lesson Madani channel. And that is in relation to self-accountability, as to how can we take our own self-accountability. How do we check for the day what we have done and what not? Have I pleased my Rabb? If we think we have just rushed and read our Zuhr Salah in the masjid, Asr, Maghrib, or Isha, or I have read my namaz in the shop, it's fine. That which was fard upon me, I have done it. I've got nothing on my shoulders. But in between, there are so many sins that we commit. Have you rechecked yourself? Have you monitored yourself? Just as you keep a camera, a CCTV camera, to make sure everything is fine in the business, have you got something on yourself to monitor yourself whether I have done the right thing in life? Monitoring is extremely important. But before we discuss that last beautiful point, I want to make explaining a hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when the Prophet of Allah gave a beautiful example to his Sahaba regarding long hopes. He said, there are three woods. He taken three logs, woods. And he said, this is the first he placed in front of him. And then he placed the one next to it, another piece of wood. And the third piece of wood, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam placed a little distant. And he said to his Sahaba, "Oh my companions, do you know what is this?" They said, "Ya Rasulullah, we know it is wood, but the explanation of what you're trying to explain to us, Allah and His Rasul knows best." The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "The first wood represents human being. The second wood, which is next to it, represents the angel of death. And the third one, which is at some distance, that is long hopes. An insan, human being, the first thing that he stretches his hands out to are the hopes. When his partner is moved, right next to him. And before he reaches his targets, before he reaches that what he's plotting and planning, because there are long hopes, it takes time, the hopes are high, it's a long journey. It's extremely difficult to reach there, but he will continue trying, violating people's rights, hurting people, fighting with people. He will tramp over so much of bodies and blood necessary by cheating, by deceiving, by lying, by working hard, by missing namaz, roza, by doing so much of wrong. And finally, when he reaches there, before he achieves his goal, and then the angel of death seizes his soul. Allahu Akbar. So, this is something important for us to remember and note. I just thought of sharing this beautiful narration of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam regarding the piece of wood. May Allah azza wa jal bless us through the sadqa of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. There are so many examples, dear viewers. We are cutting it short here and we want to move to the next point, as I mentioned, regarding self-accountability. There was a man who calculated and taken his own accountability, and he wanted to know what were my shortcomings in life. So look at his way of accounting. Subhanallah, what he did. One day he calculated the years of his life. From the age of puberty, from the age I've become baligh, to date he lived for so many years. But from the time he was born, he was 60. He said, okay, 60 years of my life. 60 years of my life. And then what he done was, he calculated the number of days it came, that in the 60 years, how many days are there? And then he calculated 21,500 days. 21,500 days in his age. And then he thought to himself, wow, if in this 21,500 days, if I had committed even one sin a day, even one sin a day, today I would have been sitting in my account with 21,500 misdeeds, guna and sins. Which is not the case. A person does not commit once in a day. We are humans, we commit numerous sins in a day. And some are major sins. Allahu Akbar. The smaller sins, gunahe saghira, which Allah Azza wa Jal also forgives through His mercy and grace. There are many, but with that we also have gunahe kabira. Allahu Akbar. This person, when he's seen his calculations, and when he realized that even if I had committed one sin a day today, I will be definitely sitting with 21,500 sins in my account, which he knew was more, he says to himself, Allahu Akbar. He began to cry and weep. And he realized, what will I do in the grave? How will I face my Rabb on the day of Qiyamah? 21,500, every day of my life I sinned. Allahu Akbar, he began to scream and shout out. And then the people have mentioned that he fell to the ground unconscious. And when they checked him, he had passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Dawud Islami came up with this beautiful concept of called Madani In'amat. This is a beautiful, beautiful, very beautiful booklet. Should I say it is a Madani card. It is a gift to the Ummah. Subhanallah. This is the beautiful, fragrant movement of Dawud Islami that provides these solutions to take yourself accountability. If you go on the app, Alhamdulillah, on Play Store as well, you will find this Madani In'amat. Simply so that you may rectify yourself, you may see, you may check your deeds. Today, how many salah have I missed? Cross, check, take it up, okay. Today, how many lies have I spoken? You cross or you tick. Today, have I pleased my parents? Today, have I made salam to anybody on the street? Have I made salam to my friends and relatives? There are some questions to ask, and people, Alhamdulillah, they would sign this Madani In'amat and, you know, get this checked or get this sent to the responsible brothers, which then keeps them on the right track, because you are checking the wrongs that you have done for the day. You are checking the wrongs that you have done for the month. It is so beneficial to do that. And then you would realize, okay, alhamdulillah, in this whole month here, this is all the good I have done. And you will be sad to see your own accountability when it comes to the wrong part. Imagine for a moment, dear viewers, on the day of Qiyamah, when you have been given your books of deeds in your hands to read, what happens then? According to a narration, the books of deeds will be given to you in your hands. If it is given in your right hand, you are destined to Jannah. And if it is given in your left hand, you will go to Jahannam. It will be said to you, read your book of life. What have you done? You are not ready because your entire life we have never ever did self-accountability. This is that self-accountability which Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu would whoop his own feet. He will lash his legs every night before sleeping and say, "Oh Umar, account for what you have done today." That Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, from whose shadow shaitan runs away. That Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is a categorical jannati. That Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, who is sleeping and resting next to the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under the beautiful Gumbad-e Khazara. That Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, in whose favor verses of the Holy Quran have been revealed. Allahu Akbar. He would account every day. He will take his own self-accountability. This is so beneficial. Something that you should do, dear viewers. We all should do. We all should do. Allahu Akbar. And make dua that our nama yamal, our books of deeds, is given to us in our right hand on the day of Qiyamah. When it is opened, our Rabb, our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should take our accountability in privacy. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has beautifully mentioned this in his munajat. He says,
Ya ilahi nama'e a'mal jab khul de lage, Ya ilahi nama'e a'mal jab khul de lage, aib poshe khalq satare khata ka saath ho, aib poshe khalq satare khata ka saath ho. مشکل کشا کا ساتھ ہو.
آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, حساب اپنا لیجئے. Self accountability before your accountability is taken. حضرت سیدنا Rabia Basariya, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Liha. She would take her accountability every single day as well. It has been mentioned that she will worship Allah Azza wa Jal to this extent that the time of Fajr will come. The entire night she will spend in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zikru askar, ibadat, nawafil. And when she performs her Fajr Salah, she will be pasting in her home due to tiredness. And she says, oh Rabia, you're going to sleep and do what? Sleep and do what? This is the time for you to earn good deeds, oh Rabia. Do not let shaitan keep you behind. Do not let shaitan keep you backwards. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for 50 years, it's a record of her. For 50 years, she had spent her life in this way, that where she worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the nights, fasted during the days. Allahu Akbar. She never ever slept on a bed, nor rested her head on a pillow. Takiya tak istimal na kari. She never slept on a comfortable bed. She would, whenever she would stretch her body out to you know, rest her body, she was a human, of course. She would also need rest. But she never used a cozy and comfortable bed. Rather, she slept on the floor, even without a pillow. They restricted themselves from every type of comfort. And today, you and I, we all are looking for every type of comfort. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His blessings and His rahmah upon every one of us. The third Madani pool that we discussed today, dear viewers, is bad company. Aaj hamare bachche, our children, our youth, they have gone astray. They are on drugs, alcohol. They have become abusive people. They are behind bars, sitting in jails perhaps. All of this is sub. All of this is due to the company that we join. It has a great impact in a person's life. Trust me. Agar hum maa baap hain, Allah Azza wa Jal has made us parents. We have children. This is the age. This is the time that you monitor them from that little age. Do not say this, that no, I know my children's friends. I know with who they hang around. And I trust them very well. Kehna aur baat hai. Today the age, and in today's time, our children, you can never say you know them enough. Ye kabhi aap keh nahi sakte hain. Because trust me, many parents out there have been proven wrong. Despite monitoring them and checking on them, seeing to them, they were spoiled simply because of their friends. Hum na samne se jachte hain ki ye banda acha dikhta hai. Acha pant shirt pehna hua hai. He got no beard, it's fine. He's a young man, he's a young boy. He looks very decent. We judge people based on the front cover of what we see. Humne kabhi ye dekha hai ki bachcha, mera beta, does your friend tell you to go read namaz in the masjid? Does he take you and go with him? He's got a car. He comes and picks you up every day. You'll go around hanging here and there, but have you all both went to the masjid and read salah? Nahi. Ye nahi puchte. Acha, acha. You went samundar kinari, you went to the beachfront. Oh, I had ice cream there. Okay, it's fine. It's nice. These are the questions we ask. You went to see that friend, I went to see that friend. Ma, Abba ji, aaj maine ye kiya, aaj maine wo kiya. Ye sawal nahi puchte apne dost se. Ki, has your friend never motivated you to do good deeds? So, when we choose the company of our friends, be very careful, because you are the one who will decide whether your child should hang around with that friend or not. You should be calling out and making up the decisions for them, not they. Yes or no should be finalized by you. Whether your son should even go, your daughter should even go or not. But unfortunately, this is not in our society. When the child reaches a certain age and when he calls the shots, then we say, oh, he's gone too big to have a big mouth now. His mouth is too big, I can't even ask him where he's going. Because bachpan mein jab nahi roka, to budhape mein kya rokenge? When he was a little child, we never stopped them. And now that we are gone old and they are younger, they are much more active and vibrant. It is so open, it is so obvious that he will backchat with you because you never given him the right training. So company is very important, dear viewers on the Subhanallah channel. Those who you join, people have lost their lives. People have lost their lives because of the company. Jinke saath uthte baithte hain, jinhe hum dost samajhte hain. Yes, Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhul Aliyah had narrated a story that happened in Punjab. A story of Punjab. A young man, he was a laborer. Okay, before we even get there, in the neighborhood there was a smell that was emanating from somewhere. People could not understand where this rotten smell is coming from, and they traced that smell and they figured out that the smell is coming out from a home. Police came, broke the door, they went inside and they found that a person's body was laying on the floor. on the ground. Worms and insects were crawling on his body parts. Some children who saw that scenery actually fainted. Investigators found out that this person was a laborer. He came from another town to work here, and he met up with some friends who were gamblers. And somehow or the other, this guy who was dead, he won the lotto. He won the gamble. And those who lost the gamble came back to his house and given him so many electric shocks. And they strangled him to death. They took the money that they had lost during gambling and they fled. And they left their house. Investigators have then caught those people and they were traced. This story teaches us a very important lesson. And that is your company. Your company. They are your best friends, but 20 years down the line, 10 years down the line, you will never get caught. I never get caught. I'm a very sharp person. I'm a very intelligent. Aaj tak police ne humne ko nahi pakda. Aaj tak authorities ne nahi pakda. But a day will come because of your friends. You will go and together with them, all will sing. Therefore, this is the time, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, to understand the importance of having good company, because it has been mentioned that as-suhbatu mu'athiratun. Allahu Akbar. As-suhbatu mu'athiratun. Good company definitely has an impact. It has an effect. It will definitely make a change in your life. So develop good habits. Always try to be in the company of good people, inshallah, azzawajal. It can make a person punctual with offering salah. It gives yearning of rectification of the Holy Quran Pak. A person wants to recite the Holy Quran and rectify himself through the Holy Quran Pak. The passion of seeking Islamic knowledge is attained through good company. Ease in carrying out good deeds is achieved through good company. It becomes a means of contemplating in the hereafter, regarding the matters of the hereafter, regarding the matters of the grave, because of good company. It produces the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal in the heart of a person, simply because of good company. Good company saves a person from bad habits. Allahu Akbar. It revives the passion of following the sunnah and teachings of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What you see is what you will do. What your friends will tell you to do and train you to do is what you will do. How people become druggy? Because of bad company. And if you join people who are namazis, you will become a namazi. It's like that. It's about who you join. Keep your cycle of friends pure and clean. This is my earnest appeal to you. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah, he has mentioned that as a snake that has a lot of venom, poisonous snake that bites you, you know, a poisonous snake that bites a person may take away the life of that person. Wo zindagi kho baithta hai. Yes, zindagi uski jaan chali jayegi kyunki saap ne kaata hai, zehreela saap hai. Lekin agar buri sohbat koi banda paaye, if he finds bad company, then not only would he lose his life, but together with his life, he will lose his faith in iman. Because a venomous snake will only make you lose your life, but a bad friend will make you lose your life and your iman, your faith, everything will go. You are dead in this world and you will be dead in the hereafter as well. In other words, you will suffer the consequences, the punishment in the hereafter. So it is easier to get stung and bitten by a snake than to have a bad company. This is the whole conclusion of what Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala speaks about. It's more dangerous than a venomous snake. Let us adopt good company, the company of pious people. Because when you adopt the company, inshallah, azawajal, by the virtue of which you will, of course, then have the thoughts of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, azawajal, you will follow the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have already come to the end of today's program and we were discussing why do we not change. Hum kyun nahi badalte hain? Time has come, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Now, time has come where you call a spade, inshallah. We have realized our mistakes in life, yet we do not wish to rectify them simply because of the high hopes and long hopes we have. You know you never read your Fajr Salah. Till now, you never make Qaza. Why? I will read it later, it's fine. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I never pay my Zakat this year. I've got the money. But I'll pay it later. Why? Because I've got long hopes. I'm going to live for the next couple of years to come. Next year, I'll make double the money, then I'll pay my zakat. This year, I made a little bit money. Yet, I've got enough money to pay my zakat. It has become farz upon me. But no, long hopes, long life. Allahu Akbar. There was a pious person who gave iqama. And he told the next person to perform salah. So the person who was about to go on the musalla, he said to him that, no, why you give iqama? Why don't you just perform salah? He says, no, okay, it's fine for now. I'll perform the next namaz. Allahu Akbar. The Imam Sahib said to him, brother, You are still living with this hope that you are going to see the next salah. You are living with this hope that you are going to meet and see the next namaz, when I don't even know whether I will be alive to even see the next salah. To see refers here meaning to read the next namaz, to perform my next salah. And you think that you are going to read and perform the next salah? Where are you living? In which world are you living? Allahu Akbar. So people would take this so serious. Unfortunately, we have not yet taken this serious at all. We have not yet taken it. Some scholars say sleep with your will under your pillow every night because you don't know what will happen. Some haven't even made their will as yet. Their parents are deprived because you are living in such a world where certain things are extremely necessary. Of course, by a sharia and what sharia has said will be done. But because of the assets and all these things which are not set out, Allahu Akbar, there are parents out there who have been deprived and their families and undeserving people are actually taking the wealth and sitting and not giving those who actually deserve that wealth, inheritance. So this is the problem. Why this is not done? Because no, I'm still young now. I will make my will finally. One day will come and I'll start to do that. I'm still young now. Abhi jawan hu. And then you realize this jawani has changed into burapa. A young man is dying, whereas an old man is surviving. Happens. Let us, inshallah, azzawajal, take some great lessons from what we have learned in today's program called The Early Echo. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, the motive, the intention behind saying whatever I had said in today's program is simply so that we may memorize our Madani mission. How do you rectify others is when you rectify your own self, when you are rectified and transformed from the inner self. So inshallah, azzawajal, this is the peygham for today. This was the message for today. Let us change ourselves, because Allah Azza wa Jal never ever changes the condition of any nation until that nation wishes to change its own condition. You can never change, or you can never change others till you don't change yourself. You can never make others namazis till you do not become a namazi yourself. You cannot make your son become a pious person until you are not pious yourself. It's very important. You become a leader for your family members. You become an example for others in your family, for them to follow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins. And inshallah azzawajal, we shall meet again, same time, same place on your Madani channel. Until then, we leave you with the Madani maqsad once again. And that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah azzawajal, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah. Start your day with remembrance of